It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. Today is the birthday of a woman who would be all but forgotten to history today were it not for her very famous brother. Elizabeth Washington, known as Betty to her family and friends, was born in Westmoreland County, Virginia on June 20th, 1733, some 16 months after her brother George. Betty was one of two sisters of the nation's future first president and the only one to live to adulthood. All indications are that there was a heartfelt fondness between the two, and many affectionate letters between them have survived. Betty was the first daughter born to Augustine and Mary Ball Washington, and she is considered a founding mother of America. Like many Virginia girls among the gentry, young Betty Washington, no doubt, received some practical and ornamental education. She learned to ride a horse at an early age and most likely became an expert horsewoman. Like all young Virginians, she must have learned to dance, and her mother taught her the domestic arts, such as sewing, knitting, and embroidery. She married Fielding Lewis in 1750. Their children included Lawrence Lewis, who married Eleanor Park Custis, a granddaughter of Martha Washington. They built a house in Fredericksburg, Virginia, called Kenmore, in 1770, and owned the Lewis store there until 1776. In later life, she stayed close with her mother and often served to smooth matters over between Mary Washington and her famous son, on whom she made incessant demands for money and attention. No matter what he did to please his mother, nothing was ever quite good enough for the redoubtable Mary, it seems, who lived to be 81, long enough to see him become President of the United States. He last visited her on his way to New York City for his inauguration in April 1789, and she died 4 months later. Betty and her brother George had many other siblings. Their father, Augustine, was married twice. Two children from the first marriage died young, but there were two half-brothers who survived to adulthood, Lawrence Washington, who was like a surrogate father to both of them, and Augustine Jr. Both of these men were active in public affairs as soldiers, planters, and politicians, and Lawrence Washington founded the city of Alexandria, Virginia. Augustine Washington's first wife died 3 months before her 30th birthday, and he soon married again. George and Betty were the first two children from the second marriage, along with three other brothers, Samuel, John Augustine, and Charles, all of whom were attentive to public service and their responsibilities in Virginia's established church. Samuel Washington is memorable for his five marriages. At least three of his wives died in childbirth, a sad reminder of the high mortality rates of that time. Betty Washington Lewis died in 1797 at age 66 while visiting her daughter, Betty Lewis Carter, at the Western View Plantation in Culpeper, Virginia, and she is buried there. She and her husband are commemorated with street names in the nearby Ferry Farm subdivision. There is a Fielding Circle, as well as a Betty Lewis Drive. As it happened, George Washington survived all eight of his siblings, outliving his youngest brother Charles by a few months in 1799. Of all of them, he seems to have been closest to his sister Betty. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 20th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.